Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary and secondary levels. On this week's program, Genesis Academy hosts Spelling Bee for special needs students. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Aspiring to be the best is arguably a common characteristic of children. But not every child gets an equal opportunity to show what he or she can do. The annual National Spelling Bee competition has certain requirements that restrict participation by children over a certain age. This led teachers at the Genesis Academy to devise a strategy to allow their students to showcase their skills. Students at Genesis Academy are high school age, but cognitively function at the kindergarten and primary levels. So the school developed the Special Needs Spelling Bee.
The idea was born last year by one of our teachers that why not have a spelling bee for special needs children. And so we had our first competition in 2016. It was only in-house, meaning children in the school, but they did so well and we thought it would be a good idea to have it on our calendar each year and also to invite other special needs schools to be a part of this competition.
Principal Genesis Academy, Donna Lowe. The standards for the competition are similar to the national event. There's a quiz master and a panel of judges. However, there's a unique feature.
We catered for the nonverbal child, and so we had accommodations where the word would be called and the child would be allowed to actually write the word. Yeah, so that would be different from the norm, because not all our children can speak, but cognitively they can spell.
In-house eliminations for this year's staging started on March 9, setting the platform for the finals against Promise Learning Center on March 29 at the Genesis Academy.
We serve a wide range of children with disabilities. Some may be Down syndrome, some autistic, some just general learning disabilities. But our autistic children are the ones who tend to be good spellers. That's just a part of their makeup. And so Promise Learning Center caters to autistic children primarily. And so it will be a very heated competition this year, I think.
As part of the preparation process for the finals, students from Promise Learning Center got a chance to get familiar with the environment at the Genesis Academy.
Whereas our children are accustomed to our school, we invited Promise to bring their children sometime before the 29th for them to just get familiar with the room which has been held in our auditorium and maybe to do like a dummy run with them so they get accustomed to the stage and all of that, because these things will trigger them off. We don't want on the day of the competition, that's the first time they're coming to this environment.
Principal Genesis Academy, Donna Lowe. The competition has two categories, upper and lower. This is determined by the child's reading level. Last year's upper category winner was Shane Brown. His teacher, Marcia Peaks, says Shane was overjoyed at being declared the winner.
You know, when you watch those regular children in the National Spelling Bee competition, it was something like that.
Yes! And he jumped and his hands up in the air and his hands down on his face. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, that type of thing.
Just knowing that you're able to be a part of a child's life to maximize that aspect of his education. So it was more of a humble feeling.
Nathan Madden was last year's lower category winner. His teacher, Tamika Campbell, tells us how she reacted to the win.
Oh, I was very happy. Believe you me, I was very happy. And I know his caregiver, he was really ecstatic because he's the one who really worked with him in preparing him for the spelling more than I did.
Genesis Academy says their hope is that one day, special needs children will be included in the National Spelling Bee competition. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on Jazz Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.